State comes to town now as a top 10 team, do you think it could be good for the conference if they're able to continue the kind of success that they've had this year as a new program?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good having good competition at a conference. And if we play well against them, that just is better for us when we're looking at the rankings at the end of the year.
Have you guys started to develop some like feelings toward Penn State like you might have towards other rivals where you really want to crush them or you're highly motivated to play in this series? Is there anything happening there with the rivalry?
I mean, I've only been here a year. I guess we've done pretty well against them in the past, and we swept them. Or no, we didn't sweep them. We split both series with them last year. I guess for me, there hasn't been as much of a rival as some other teams so far.
Yeah, and that's because of the newness of the...
Yeah, and I guess it's just because they're new to
us.
And
as I think about that, do you think maybe part of that is because guys that are playing here... Penn State's a newish program, so guys that you cheered for when you were watching and growing up and you were kids, Penn State wasn't on the map yet.
Yeah, I guess the rivalries were built a long time ago, and it takes quite a long time to form a rivalry, and maybe that's just why we haven't seen that as much yet.
But it is a battle for first place.
It is a battle for first place, so it's going to...
So how tough is this weekend?
It will be a tough series. It's going to be a fun series, and... From what we've heard, they get a lot of shots and they play well. And I don't know, it'll be a good test.
What's the most important factor to take the momentum away from them?
I think just shut down their offense because they score a lot each night and we just need to prevent that.
Last weekend, Coach Lucia, regarding your line, he mentioned him after Saturday's game, saying your line is one of the most solid all weekend. How are you going to look to translate that game, that hard forecheck, backcheck game you had going?
I think for last weekend, we were just playing with a little more snarly mentality. We got the puck low, we worked it. Those in-state rivalries just they get people going. And I had fun playing against them, and just I don't know.
Last weekend was the first weekend without Tommy Novak in the lineup. How do you feel you guys were able to fill in without him, and how do you need to play in the future knowing that he won't be there for you?
We just need to play like he hasn't been with us all season. It hurts us that he's gone, but guys step up and we fill out their roles, and we just need to keep playing how we're playing.
Lost here to Ohio State 8-3, and I've gone 8-2 since. Was that loss at home the bottom of the barrel?
That was the bottom of the barrel. And I don't think that'll happen again this year. We've been playing good since then, and it's just, I think it kind of flipped a switch in us, turned our mentality around. We've been playing differently since then, and it's more of a mentality to play towards the end of the year.
Can you elaborate a little bit more?
Play more defensively, I guess, because, they say defense wins championships, and that's what we need to do, and that's how we need to play, and we're competing for a championship. We're first in the league right now, and we want to stay there.
All good?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nate had a couple questions for you.